All right, well, here we go. Funny bit, funny bit. Republicans have been calling for the Clintons to testify about their connection to Epstein. The Clintons said at first, no, I'm not doing that. Then Republicans threatened them, said, you know, we'll hold you in contempt. Okay. The Clintons have insisted on an open hearing so that their testimony could be viewed by all. Republicans insisted on a closed one for reasons that are probably pretty obvious to you. Amazingly, Hillary Clinton's closed-door deposition has been paused after it was revealed that Lauren Boebert took a picture of her and sent it over to Benny Johnson, who immediately posted it himself after slapping his watermark all over the image. Phenomenal. Boebert, you messy bitch. These people are so fucking stupid. The dumbest people alive. Like I've said, you really have nothing to fear from this movement structurally because there not a single person in it is interested in anything beyond their own paycheck. There is no self-sacrifice or no self-sacrificial instinct anywhere on the right. At least not within its representatives. They're all just grifters. Really fucking funny though. Anyway, what Boebert did here technically is a crime, so we'll see if we'll see if anything happens there. Parentheses, it won't. It is funny though. Should have taken a video. I wonder if Lauren Boebert didn't expect Benny Johnson to put it out there. You know? I wonder if Lauren Boebert was just texting a friend. Like, why would they do know it's a closed door hearing, right? I'm wondering like what level of awareness everyone's operating on. What about what Benny did? Well, Benny is a shameless little rat man who doesn't believe in anything. So of course he's going to tweet this out once he gets it, which makes me think Lauren Boebert would know that. But she's also herself really dumb. Who knows? God, that's so fucking stupid. Can you imagine if she sent it to him in confidence? Yeah, I mean that would. I don't know what's stupider, her sending it to him in confidence or her sending it to him, with the hope that. He would publish it for some reason. I have no idea which is stupider. I have no idea. Who are those people? You don't know Lauren Boebert and Benny Johnson? Benny Johnson is one of the top MAGA-aligned grifters now that Charlie Kirk's been kirked, you know? He's also really boring. He's so fucking boring. He's got no plan. Charlie Kirk had a plan. This guy doesn't have a plan.
Ultimately, this is going to be released on video, and everybody can make these decisions for themselves by watching the full and complete video when it's released.
Yeah, obviously, that's a live picture of Lauren Boebert there in Chappaqua. You know, Chairman Comer said this testimony may also inform Congress.
What? Didn't she jack a guy off in public while watching a theatrical play of Beetlejuice? Yeah, but that was based. I cringe so hard when the Blue MAGA people reply to her. And they're like, didn't you jerk a guy off in a movie theater? As if that's not like the most normal thing she's ever done in her life compared to everything else. Like, that's the problem you have with her? Really? It was that she was indecent? That's your concern.
Hey guys. Oh, hold on. Sorry. Let me call you right back.
How are you?
Just a very quick thing. My name is Nick Merrill. I'm an advisor to Secretary Clinton. This is Angel Hernandez, who's an advisor to President Clinton. The hearing just went off the record for a moment because it seemed, as some of you may have seen, that there were some photographs shared on social media, which is against chamber rules, that were read at the top of the meeting. So the hearing has been paused briefly while they figure out where the photo came from and why possibly members of Congress are violating House rules. So. We'll keep you updated. We just wanted to share what's happening inside. Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry, Nick. So Nick, I haven't actually seen that. Can you explain what the picture is?
If you look in on your Twitter feed, you know who it came from?
It came from Benny Johnson. He said Lauren Boebert gave it.
Yeah, look at Benny Johnson's feed.
Okay.
Good. Thanks, we'll be back. Folks. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
So stupid. After the photo came out, Clinton requested press be allowed in, and Comer said no. Yeah, of course, Republicans don't want press in there because they don't want the Clintons to say anything. Like, there's no way For the only reason they want to bring the Clintons in is so they can have a private testimony, so they can take stuff out of context or selectively release information. They do not, they want to have a quiet, they want to have a closed door testimony, so afterwards they can say, you won't believe what happened, and then they allude to stuff, you know. Obviously, the only thing that would come from a public inquiry would be Hillary saying, like, yeah, I didn't know him. I heard bad stuff about Trump, though. There's no way of, the only reason they're doing this is to distract from the fact that Trump is in, I mean, not just in, Jesus Christ, he is the Epstein files. But they can't really get what they want because any direct testimony from the Clintons, it opens up inquiry, right? You're just bringing more attention to the subject. Why can't Hillary just talk to the press directly? Because conversations between Hillary Clinton and the press off, like, you know, outside of this inquiry aren't, under oath. They don't carry the same weight. Hasn't this audio been out there for ages?
What is the best thing about being Donald Trump right now?
Well, other than the fact I'm married, okay?
Right.
But, and I'm very happily married. I have a great wife. But if I weren't married, I'd be able to get all of the girls I want, except for possibly Robin.
Do you think you could now be banging 24-year-olds?
Oh, absolutely.
Would
I have
you,
no trouble.
Would you do it?
I have no problem.
Yeah, do you have an age limit, or would you...
No, I have no age. I mean, I have an age... I don't want to be
the
like
upper bracket, yeah.
Foley with, you know, 12-year-olds.
Can I make a prediction for you?
Yes.
I say you have one more marriage in you.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I'm sure Melania will love to hear that.
No. Good stuff. It's not like it's a secret, man. It was on the damn radio. Okay, but 13's fine. Yeah. You know. Obviously, 13's on the other side of that. You know we have ears, too. He literally said he wouldn't sleep with a minor. You're trying to spin the audio to say the opposite. Bot? World's most reliable journalist. Oh, Department of War correspondent. This random top comment from 2025 defending Trump being a pedophile, as a coincidence, is now one of the very few people, the illustrious, the elite, who are given journalistic access to the Department of Defense. How interesting.